Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
Before they were famous.
Just remember...
Before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and I'm your host. I'm here every Monday night live, going out on Radio Free Brooklyn with a different show every week with all kinds of different music tied together with a different theme for each episode. And tonight's theme is Before They Were Famous. We're going to hear a bunch of artists... recordings from before they hit it big, before they made a name for themselves. Oftentimes this will be the band that they were in before the one that they got famous in, or you know, appearances they made on someone else's song before they put out any of their own, that kind of thing. So I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a good mix of stuff here tonight. But thank you for tuning in, as always, whether you are listening live on Monday night or sometime in the mysterious future, on the archive on everybodyplaysthefool.com. And yeah, I've been having a good time with the last few shows. If you've been listening, I hope that you've been enjoying them. Last week was another episode about cold weather, lots of cold weather-related songs in there. Week before was Sounds Like the 80s. And the week before that was a tribute to the late, great Maurice White, and there's a lot more you can find. This is episode 228 tonight, and let's get into this first set. We are going to hear all kinds of music, but we're going to start out tonight with something from the Isley Brothers. This is from way back in the mid-60s, and it's going to feature... a very well-known guitarist who was just a young, up-and-coming guy at the time. But you can listen and see if you know who it is, or maybe you already do. But this is the first set. It's going to start out with the Isley Brothers with Testify, and it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I'm a freak for music. It's in my soul. I can't help it if it moves down to my toes. I'm here to testify. I wanna tell y'all about it. I ain't gonna tell no lie. I feel the rhythm. Chalice in my feet. I can't keep still, baby. I feel the beat. Oh, it's in my soul. It's in my soul, y'all. It's in my soul. Oh, I wanna testify. You can't. You haven't tried it. If you feel it, don't you try to hide it. Everybody throw your hands up.
I always always say it's so unusual. Why you always say it's strange,
strange.
Why I'm always acting like a fool. You know I'm never ever acting my age. I'm never ever acting my age. I'm never, never, never acting my age.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was the first set of music celebrating artists before they got famous. We started out with the Isley Brothers with Testify Parts 1 and 2. Of course, the Isleys were well established, you know, 5 years into their hit-making career, but that was from 1964, and it featured a young up-and-coming guitarist named Jimi Hendrix. Which his playing is crazy good, even that early. It's really amazing to hear how formed his style already was at that point. But yeah, that was the Isley Brothers. Very short stint that Jimmy had in the band. Of course, he went off to England and then became a star and came back to the U.S. But that's a great track from the Isley Brothers. And then we heard a band called Graduate. And the song was Acting My Age, which was the title track off of an album from 1980. And that features half the band was Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith, who went on to become Tears for Fears. And after that, we heard the Minor Birds with It's My Time, which is, I don't think the single was really released. It's one of those compilations of, you know, rare, the complete Motown singles, including rare ones. But that was a Canadian R&B band. That was from 1966. The band signed to Motown, but it didn't work out for a number of reasons. But that band featured Neil Young and Bruce Palmer, who went on to be in Buffalo Springfield. And, of course, Neil Young, lots and lots of other things. And also a frontman there who went by the name later on in his career as Rick James. He was in Canada at the time to avoid the draft. and eventually that problem caught up with him and the band broke up. But you know, that's, I think that's high up on the list when you hear people talk about, you know, crazy bands that what would have happened if they had stayed together kind of things. Just the idea of Neil Young and Rick James being in a band together, I think, blows a lot of people's minds, myself included. So I really like that song, too. It's a great one, and again, that's off of one of those Motown compilations. So, we've got lots more music coming up from bands before they made it big, and this is, of course, Everybody Plays the Fool. This is episode 228, and I do want to remind you to go check out radiofreebrooklyn.org and find out about all the great stuff going on here. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit, but let's get into another set of music as we look at bands that maybe featured artists that went on to bigger and better things and artists before they got famous. We're going to start with a song that I believe I played this once before, way back in my Bartenders episode, in that themed episode. This is the House Martins, and it's going to kick off this next set of music with their song Happy Hour. And it's here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Happy that the fires will the bomber miss a deal. With a haircut, smile, and the mean and the style. It's a night out with the boss. But you win or you lose, and it's them who choose. And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. That will land upon the knees, where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds, and they love to buy you all a drink. And if we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it, cause you speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it, oh no, cause it's never been happened for me. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never been happened to me. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
So I said I'd show around three. Her husband's out of town and she would like some surgery. Stopped at the store so I could get a little wine, but all they had was Thunderbird 1979. So I left the store, got in my car, drove to her house and then knocked on the door and heard this sexy voice that said, come in. Opened the door to see what I got from this house call. Tall, dark, and lovely, 5'8" in a camisole, 'cause I make house calls. It's Dr. Dre, the maniac. House calls, the human aphrodisiac. I love those house calls to the girls that's all alone. House calls when your husband's not at home.
And havoc and hysteria. Yeah, whatever, friends. Yeah, we in there like an 8-room pad with an upstairs.
Props are up here, yeah, and it'll stay here.
Where else they're gonna go, dear?
Whoa. So ride the rhythm.
Come on and with it.
With the Bigfoot family.
Now I forget it. Legit as we split it down to the end. You'll never see a sweat. It's just that simple.
Simplicity. It ain't a mystery how I attain publicity. That's positive, got props rising. A sister soothing like lotion on dry skin. Whoa. Me and my man JC, my partner, we start the flip-flop lyrics. When you hear it, it's kinda hard to not sway them, resist to stay away from. Suckers try to say some, maybe another day, son. Next you get vexed and wanna flex, but it ain't complex to the brothers with the complex intellects. On tours, most supports and move the dance force. Maybe sometimes we break chores. Get your butts off the walk, kids. 'Cause the fact of the matter is the track to Chris Paul. Get laced like colors on the silk. sweet Sophie on the sofa. You know what I mean, baby? Scoot over. See, I'm here to report. We never take sorts. We hold down the fort for sport. Marsh Tompkins, Fort Greene, it's up there. LG Sumner, Bush, Wicked Roosevelt, cooking home base, Brooklyn, you break, you get bent. Jazz and JC represent. Drum be quick, take some chat and face, be nimble. And we'll rule the old, then the school is that simple. Easy to come by, a pen and a pad when it comes to this one guy. Some try to leave tongue tied cause they flow like Nata and throw the breeze when I shout by. I get props cause I rep bro. When someone asks you to step, no, I wreck so yo check, go to the next line. It seems sensible for a dope beat, you seek the principle. So simple to invent, trigger the light of people who like things done right. You can let go, intro to the end. So MC's a petro and J lets the pen flow. And it's laid back, cool, make sure it's laid back. It's just that simple, play the track with these. J-A-Y-C, 2 E's, still treating new MCs like new leaves. Together with the jazz, top brass, you got the plot. Get ready to lock gas. To tell the truth, Paul, I'm ready to rip the roof off. Make room for the new force, the true force, let off your mask. Felt to amaze me, kid, what you wanna be? Jazz and Jay-Z is on top, never know when to retire, never expire, it's just that simple.
Seven miles of barbed wire, use a cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made from a human skull. Now come on, baby, let's take a little walk and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Eileen took me by the hand and said, ooh, daddy, I understand. Who do you love? Who do you love? You love? Who do you love? Black and the night was blue, and around the corner an ice wagon flew. A bump was hit, Lord, and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Now who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a tombstone hand and a graveyard mind. I live long enough and I ain't scared of dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was another set of music from artists before they got famous. Hope you enjoyed that. Lots of good music in that one. We started out with the House Martins with their song Happy Hour. That was from 1986, and it featured on bass Norman Cook, who went on to fame under the DJ name Fatboy Slim. Then we heard at least part of the track. It's a long song, and I couldn't justify playing the whole thing, but that was the World Class Wrecking Crew, obviously, his name's all over it. That was prominently featuring a young Dr. Dre. We went from House Martins to House Calls. House Calls is the name of that song. Also from the year 1986. And yeah, I love hearing that like electro, you know, like techno rap thing that they had going. And you know, there was a big style change for Dr. Dre in the near future, but that was a pre-NWA Dr. Dre for ya. And then we went into a really weird one that I didn't even know about the song until recently. That was a very early recording from Lou Reed from 1959. That song called Merry Go Round. You can tell it's him, but it's you know, he hasn't quite developed his style yet, but that's a really interesting one. And then we heard something from the Jazz, also known as Jazz O, with It's That Simple, featuring a young, I think, 20-year-old Jay-Z. That was from 1990, and it was produced by Prince Paul, and it really sounds like it. I mean, I love Prince Paul. I plan on doing a whole show themed to just stuff that Prince Paul produced, and I'll get around to that eventually. But yeah, it's got that early De La Soul vibe to it, and it's a totally different style for Jay-Z, but it's really fun to listen to, and I enjoy that song quite a bit. So that was The Jazz featuring Jay-Z with It's That Simple, and then we closed it out with Ronnie Hawkins doing a Bo Diddley song, Who Do You Love? And Ronnie Hawkins was a star on his own, of course, at that point, but his backing band at that point in his career was the Hawks, who would later become the Band. So that's Levon on drums. I think Rick Danko is on that. And also, it's got some great guitar playing from Robbie Robertson. And yeah, really amazing. Again, to see that he had that much style developed that early, really fun to hear. And I recommend digging deep into all that Ronnie Hawkins and all the Hawks stuff from that era if you like the band. But that's what you heard. And I've got lots more to come. I do want to remind you that this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a community radio station. We are a nonprofit organization, and we rely on hosts and managers and volunteers to chip in their time to keep this thing going. And so if you want to contribute to this project, this freeform community radio station, you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org. Listen to the station, listen to the shows, and if you're able, click on that donate button. We do appreciate it. We've got a ton more music to come, so let's get into this next set. We're going to hear a song called The Swim, Part 2, and it's by a pre-Family Stone, Sly Stone. So let's get into that to kick off this next set. You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Swim, okay?
Oh, okay then.
Okay.
Two, one, two, three.
Ocean, the way, oh. Swim, the way, you're shopping, oh, yeah, do. Shopping, do, and do. Ocean, do, and do, you know. Shopping, the way, yo. Swim, do, and way. Way. Do, you do, way. Shopping, do, and do, way. Shout out, do. Oh, oh, come on now, oh.
Thank you. fellas, let's speed it up now. Let's speed it up. Get yourself together. Come on now. There you go. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, sway.
My raps are trifle. I shoot sweet. flux from my brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnapped the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, you'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg's. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is dropped, my raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels like a rocket. Curse me when I grip the mic, I show no mercy. I got heart, I rip the party apart from the scenes and hem them up like bell-bottom jeans. But you get done, you get blues like 501. Brothers alive, but I bet you I'm live, son. So let me get upon the scene and redeem the dream of a team and knock them out like Mitch Green. Smoke some top weed, flow at a high speed. Rap on, off break, starving like North Lakes. Cause I'm living larger than the founders of 50 and Asiatic brothers that many rappers envy. So round up your crew and entourage and let the guard merciful just take charge. Shit. Like pigs when it comes to a showdown. Huff and puff, but the ox won't get blown down. Cause I come strong, rather come at all and not be ready. That's what separates me from the petty. MCs gas themselves by drinking too much Getty and get torn the fuck up like confetti. I'm rich and thick and lyrics like Aunt Jemima. It doesn't take Keenan and Ivy Wayne to know that I'ma get your sucker if you bite like a piranha. So say them free school rhymes for the kids of Wonderama. Point blank, period, with no comma. Rhyme so dangerous, call for the homicide. Cause I knock them dead even when I'm at my worst. The only future that lies ahead of them is the lights from the hearse. Got game like a crackhead, but don't be misled. I keep rappers on lock like a dread. Knocked in the head from the words that I said. Should get a shovel and dig your grave, cause the shit you're talking is dead. Up girls like Jax, add them on like tax, and I'm over like hot tracks. As far as brothers are concerned, I pressure cooking from start to finish, I diminish like a Cuisinart. Secondly, I'm sick of critics, who's necking me?
Ooh, you got an afro.
Yo, but I got dough. Why's my name the Lost Professor? Cause I milked your cow, in other words, I hit your heifer. Don't talk about how you could break Rambo. That's just a bunch of man with your handful. Propaganda, save it for Savannah, Joe and Amanda, Zach and Alexandra. Don't let the folks around your way puff your head, cause you'll be the owner of a hospital bed. I'll kick fire out your ass so fast, you'll be as crispy as my man Bill Black.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And we've got only a little bit of time left, but still some time. We just heard a set of music featuring artists before they got really famous. Started that off with Sly Stone from the mid-60s, pre-Sly and the Family Stone era. That song is called The Swim, and it's great to hear a younger Sly Stone totally in command of a band, and, you know, like, giving out orders to the band, and also just, like, the fact that it has several different tempos, and it's a much more complex song than you would expect from that era and that style. But, yeah, really interesting pre-Family Stone Sly Stone there. And then we heard something which is probably the best-known song or the best-known recording of the night, which was The Sugar Cubes with Birthday. I know that was a big hit song, especially in the UK, but that was from 1986, featuring a 22-year-old Bjork as the lead singer, and she went on to bigger and more infamous things after she left that band. But I wanted to play that just because I really like that song, and technically it fits the theme. And then we heard The Main Source with Live at the Barbecue featuring an 18-year-old Nas, which is fun to hear, a pre-Illmatic Nas. And then we closed that out with a live recording of a band that at the time went by the name Mookie Blaylock. And, of course, we know them better as Pearl Jam, and that song was Alive, before a pre-10 version of Alive. That was from the Moore Theater in Seattle in 1990. And that's what we heard. We've still got time for a couple more songs, but I do want to remind you, all of my episodes are there for you to listen to anytime at everybodyplaysthefool.com. Also, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and I hope you'll go to radiofreebrooklyn.org and find out about all the stuff going on here. We are still going strong, and we just moved studios and have a lot more planned for you in the coming year here in 2021. So stay tuned to that, both literally and figuratively. Stay tuned. I've got a couple of songs that I want to close out with here. We've got, first off, we're going to hear a song from Madonna before she got famous, from an early demo tape from a band called Emmy and the Emmys. And then we're going to close out with a band this is a more official recording for sure, but it's Dave Grohl before Nirvana, and it does feature him on vocals and drums. So we're going to hear first Emmy and the Emmys with the song Drowning, and then we're going to close out with Scream with God's Look Down, and that's going to be it for me tonight. But thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope that you will tune in again next week, Monday night, or you'll listen to episodes in the archive whenever you feel like it. Have a great night. Take care. And now here are the last two songs. Here's Emmy and the Emmys, followed by Scream. Stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn.